Roy Wilkins.
Now, there have been martyrs throughout history in every land and people and in many high causes. We are here today in tribute to a martyr in the crusade for human liberty, a man struck down in mean and cowardly fashion by a bullet in the back. The NAACP has had its share of sufferers. John R. Schillady, one of the earliest NAACP executives who happened to be white, who was badly beaten by a mob in Austin, Texas in 1919. Albert Williams, the secretary of the Brownsville, Tennessee branch, whose president is here today in tribute to Medgar. Albert Williams, the secretary of the Brownsville branch, who was lynched in 1940. And then, of course, the Reverend George W. Lee, an officer of the Belzoni, Mississippi branch, who was assassinated by a shotgun blast in 1955 in Humphreys County. And Harry T. Moore, who, like Medgar, was a state secretary of the NAACP for the state of Florida. Harry took T. Moore and his wife, who were both murdered in their beds in Mim, Florida, on Christmas night of 1951 by a bomb placed under their little cottage. And now in 1963, Medgar W. Evers, NAACP State Secretary for Mississippi, shot June 12, 1963. And I say to you that the Southern political system put that man behind the rifle. The lily-white Southern government, local and state, the senators, the governors, the state legislators, the mayor, the judges, the sheriff, the chief of police, the commissioners, and all the rest. And not content with mere disfranchisement, the office holders have used unbridled political power to fabricate a maze of laws and customs and economic practices which has imprisoned the Negro. And then when at times it appeared that the rest of the nation might penetrate what we might call this kingdom of color, there were those ready always to beat back the adherents of decency and justice. You will remember that speaking of the public schools desegregation decision of 1954 to an audience at Senatobia, Mississippi, right up north here, Senator James O. Eastland told a 1955 audience in that town, "You are obligated to disobey this court." In faraway Washington, the Southern system has its outpost in the Congress of the United States, and by their deals and maneuvers, they help to put the man behind that deadly rifle on Guine Street this week. The killer must have felt that he had, if not an immunity, then certainly a protection for whatever he chose to do, no matter how dastardly it might be. Today, as Americans and their president try to recover from their horror and to devise ways to correct the evils now so naked in our national life, these men in Congress, abetted by the timorous, the technical, and the selfishly ambitious, are raising the familiar and sickening chorus of negation. With surgery required, they talk of ointments and pills. With speed, the essence, they cite their rituals of procedure. Men may die, and children may be stunted, but the seniority system and the filibuster rule must remain inviolate. There appears to be, my friends, a very real question as to whether the white man, so long an exemplar of bold and venturesome ingenuity in many fields, is not committing spiritual suicide here in the land he fashioned as the home of free men. All men, he said in his Emancipation Proclamation, all men are created equal. But today, he is shocked at the eruptions on every hand against his amendment of the all men doctrine to read all white men. In their moment of truth, our opponents are striving, ironically, to drive away the reality of their decline. Obviously, nothing can stop the drive for freedom. It will not cease here or elsewhere. After 100 years of waiting and suffering, we are determined, in the language of James Baldwin, not upon a bigger cage, but upon no cage at all. Medgar Evers was the symbol of our victory and of their defeat. Contrary to the view of a Jackson City official expressed the other day, Medgar was more than just another opponent. In life, he was a constant threat to the system that murdered him, particularly in his great voter registration work. In the manner of his death, he was the victor over that system. For the bullet that tore away his life 4 days ago tore away at the system and helped to signal its end. Oh, they can fiddle, and they can throw a few more victims to the lions of repression and persecution. But Rome is burning, and make no mistake, and a new day is just over yonder.